with glory, and the papacy would divide the world for its own purposes. Now that's verse 36 to 39. But when the Virgin Mary comes into the story in verse 38 and 39, most Adventist students that recognize these verses in the same fashion that we've been setting forth, they pretty much leave the description of the Virgin Mary in verse 38 and 39. And there's more to that story in verse 40, and we're not going to deal with that now, but I want you to see at least the connection. In verse 40 of Daniel 11, it takes place at the time of the end in 1798. It says, and at the time of the end in 1798, shall the king of the south push at him. A war begins. The word push, Daniel uses to describe a war, and the Hebrew word push that he uses means to war against. The king of the south in the 1798 time period is going to begin a war with the king of the north, with the power that's been under discussion here. And we would suggest to you that this is an accurate illustration of what took place in 1798, because in 1798, the king of the south, atheistic France, and we haven't taken time to show you why atheistic France during that time period is the king of the south. We'll do that later. But they begin a war against Catholicism in the sense that they take the pope captive, delivering the deadly wound. This is the beginning of this verse. One of the things about the deadly wound here that takes place in 1798, when you understand this word correctly, that I want to set forth here, is that the story of verse 40 to verse 43 is the story of the deadly wound, in the sense the very first phrase begins with the war between the king of the south and the papacy that delivers the deadly wound, and verse 43 is describing when the deadly wound is finally healed. So these verses can be set within the context of the story of the deadly wound, and just in the perfect literary, poetic style of inspiration, this story begins with the delivering of the deadly wound, and the climax of the healing of the deadly wound. But this war begins between atheistic France, and I'm using the word atheistic purposefully, because we're going to show that atheism is the power that fulfills the role of the king of the south in verse 40. We'll deal with that later on. And what's the war that, among other things that's being discussed here, is a war between atheism and Catholicism. And we'll take this subject up in our next presentation, because we're just running out of time here.